Will you please turn to the Gospel according to Matthew?
请大家打开马太福音
Chapter 16.
十六章
We will read from verse 21.
我们从二十一节开始读
Through verse 26.
读到二十六节
Matthew 16:21.
马太福音十六章二十一节
From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go away to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised. And Peter, taking him to him, began to rebuke him, saying, God be favorable to thee.Lord, this shall in no wise be unto thee. But turning round, he said to Peter, Get away behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense to me, for thy mind is not on the things that are of God, but on the things that are of man. Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself,and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever shall desire to save his life, that is his soul, shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life, his soul, for my sake, shall find it. For what does a man profit, if he should gain the whole world, and suffer the loss of his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange?
二十一节开始，从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。彼得就拉着他，劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这事并不临到你身上。”耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧，你是绊我脚的。”因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，魂的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
The book of Romans,
罗马书
chapter 12,
十二章
verses 1 and 2,
第一节跟第二节
Romans 12 verse 1,
罗马书十二章第一节
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the compassion of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy,acceptable to God, which is your intelligent service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意。
And finally, the letter to the Philippians.
最后我们来读腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 2.
第二章。
We'll read from verse 5 through verse 8.
我们从第五节读到第八节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 5.
腓立比书第二章第五节开始。
For let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who subsisting in the form of God, did not esteem it an object of repine to be on an equality with God.But emptied himself, taking a bondman's form, taking his place in the likeness of man, and having been found in figure as a man, humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, and that the death of the cross.
第五节开始，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为抢夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再一次祷告。
Dear Lord, we do want to thank Thee for gathering us together here this afternoon.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，今天下午你又召聚我们一同聚集在这里。
We believe what Thou hast told us.
我们相信你向我们已经说过的话。
Where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in the midst of them.
让两三个人奉你的名聚集，你就与我们同在。
By faith we believe that thou art here.
因着信我们知道你在这里。
And we are in thy presence.
我们是在你的同在跟前。
We open our hearts to thee, O Lord.
亲爱的主，我们向你开启我们的心。
Do speak to us.
向我们说话。
May thy living word enter into the depths of our being.
愿意你那活的话进到我们的深处。
Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
给我们那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
And open the eyes of our heart.
开启我们心中的眼睛。
That we may really see thee.
叫我们真的能够看见你。
Really hear thee.
真的听见你的话。
And allow thy word to become life and spirit to us.
叫你的话成为我们的生命，成为我们的灵。
And it is all for thy own glory.
一切都为着你自己的荣耀。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贝的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
I believe why we all gathered here this afternoon.
我知道我们下午聚集在这里。
We come together to fellowship on this matter of spiritual exercise.
我们一同聚集在这里，一同来交通关乎属灵的操练。
Why is spiritual exercise so important?
为什么属灵的操练是这样的重要呢？
Because we believe that spiritual life is a life in the spirit and of the spirit.
因为我们相信那属灵的生命是在灵里面，也是为着灵的。
And it is only through spiritual exercises that our spiritual life will really grow.
唯有透过属灵的操练，我们属灵的生命才能够成长。
And by spiritual growth, it simply means that we will be transformed and conformed to the image of our Lord Jesus.
那属灵的生命的成长，也就是说我们改变，被磨成神儿子的形象。
But to be spiritual doesn't mean that we become spirits.
属灵并不是说我们就变成灵了。
Now there is often a false idea.
常常有这样错误的观念。
That the more spiritual you are, the less human you are.
好像你越属灵，你就越不像人了。
But dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
God created us with spirit, soul, and body.
神造我们是有灵、有魂、有身体。
And surely it is His desire.That our spirit will really be in union with Him, the Spirit.
当然，他指望我们的灵能够与他的灵、神的灵联合。
But He doesn't want us to be spirits.
但是他不是要我们成为灵。
Oftentimes we hear people say, oh, I'd like to be an angel.
很多人说，有的时候有人说我愿意做天使。
It is true, the angels are a little bit higher than human beings.
没有错，天使是比人要高一点。
But God does not save angels.
但神没有拯救天使。
His heart is about man.
他的心是关心着人。
He created us with three parts.
他造我们的时候有三个部分。
His salvation will begin in our spirit.
救恩也是从我们的灵开始。
But it will not be limited just to our spirit.
但并不限制于只在我们的灵里面。
It has to spread over our soul and our body.
必须延伸发展到我们的魂与我们的身子。
God will sanctify our whole being.
神要将我们全然成圣。
So spiritual life includes not only our spirit, but it reaches to our soul and our body.
所以属灵的生命不但在我们的灵里面，还延伸到我们的魂与我们的身子。
He has delivered us from death.
他已经救我们从死的里面拯救出来。
And we are being delivered every day.
我们今天还每天被拯救。
And we will yet be delivered.
有一天我们还要得拯救。
We can look to the past and say how God has saved our spirit.
我们望着过去，可以感谢神拯救了我们的灵。
Our dead spirit was quickened into life.
我们死的灵就苏醒过来，有了生命。
That we may have communication with God the Spirit.
我们就能够与神的这个灵有交通。
But we thank the Lord.
让我们感谢主。
That his salvation is not restricted in our spirit.
但他的救赎不是只是限制在我们的灵里。
It overflows to our soul and our body.
他满溢的到我们的魂与我们的身子。
Now this time, our emphasis is on how spiritual exercise will affect our soul.And our body.
这一次我们交通如何属灵的操练能够影响到我们的魂与我们的身体。
That we may be wholly sanctified.
这样我们才能够全然成圣。
And that will fulfill the eternal purpose of God concerning man.
这样就能够成就神向着人的那一个永远的旨意。
We mentioned that the saving of the soul.
我们讲到那个魂的得救。
It doesn't mean that God is going to annihilate our soul.
并不是要把我们的魂把它消灭掉。
On the contrary.
但相反的。
You find the problem is not with the soul itself.
我们发现那个问题不是在魂的本身。
Because the soul is an organ.
因为魂是一个器官。
It is neutral.
那是中性的。
The problem is who is dwelling in our soul.
问题在于是谁住在我们的魂里。
Who is in charge of our soul?
是谁在掌管着我们的魂。
And what our soul, who,does our soul express?
我们的魂来表明彰显谁。
Unfortunately,
不幸的。
We find when the Spirit of God quickened our spirit.
当我们发现神的灵苏醒了我们的灵的时候。
He gave us a new life.
他给我们一个新的生命。
This new life of Christ dwells in our spirit.
这个新的生命，基督的生命住在我们的灵里。
Or put it in another way,
换句话说
，the life of our spirit is Christ.
我们灵的生命乃是基督。
He dwells within us.
他住在我们的里面。
And at the same time, The Holy Spirit dwells in us.
同时圣灵也住在我们的里面。
And his job is to increase that life of Christ in us.
他的工作乃是把那个基督的生命在我们的里面来增长。
Or put it in another way, to conform us to Christ.
换句话说，就是把我们磨成基督的形象。
But when we were first saved,
当我们初初得救的时候,
we know that Christ dwells in us.
我们知道基督住在我们的里面。
We know that the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
我们知道圣灵住在我们的里面。
Because we can sense him.
因为我们能够感觉到他。
But at the same time,
但同时,
we realize something.
我们领会到一件事。
We realize when we were first saved,
我们领会到当我们初初得救的时候
Our soul is yet under the dominion of the old fallen Adamic life.
我们的魂仍然是落在那一个旧亚当堕落的旧亚当的掌管下
Simply put,
很简单的这样说
Christ is the life of our spirit.
基督是我们灵的生命
But Adam is still the life of our soul.
但是亚当仍然是我们魂的生命
So you find that within yourself there are two persons.
所以这样我们就发现在我们的里面有两个人
And they are completely opposite.
他们是完全相反的
And because of that,
因着这个缘故
we go through what we will call the inner civil war.
这样我们就经历了在我们里面的内战。
God's purpose is that Christ may come over into our soul.
神的意思是要基督能够进到我们的魂里。
He will displace Adam's self-life.
他要代替亚当那个己生命
And he will sit in the throne not only of our spirit but even in our soul
他要坐在宝座上不仅在我们的灵里也在我们的魂里
So all the functions of our soul are under his control
这样一切我们魂的功用都在他的管理之下
And whatever comes out of our soul expresses Christ instead of self.
这样我们从我们魂里面一切所表明的是基督而不是老我。
And this is the meaning of the salvation of the soul.
这就是我们魂的救恩的意思。
Now yesterday we talked about how salvation comes to the emotion of our soul.
昨天我们交通到这个救恩如何临到我们魂里面的感情。
You know, we are emotional people.
你知道我们都是有感情的人。
Some may be more emotional than the others.
有一些人是比其他人或者更有感情。
And yet we all have emotions.
但我们都有感情。
Because emotion in a sense, shows off ourselves.
因为我们的感情就把我们自己表明出来。
It expresses us.
就把我们自己显明出来。
I will be glad or I will be sorry.
或者我很高兴或者我很忧伤。
I will express my love or either I express my hate.
或者我表现我的爱或者我表现我的恨。
So emotion, in a sense, expresses a person.
所以感情就表明了一个人。
It is the most active part of our soul.
这是我们魂里面最积极、最有功用的那一部分。
It can easily be stirred.
很容易被挑起来。
And it is very changeable.
也是很容易变化的。
On one moment, you may feel elated.
啊，这一分钟你实在啊高兴得不得了。
And the next moment you are very downcast.
啊，下一分钟啊你就非常的沮丧。
It is very volatile.
啊，是很容易变的。
And yet we need emotion.
但是我们需要有感情。
It is the gift of God.
这是神所赐的。
Without emotion, life will be as if dead.
啊，如果没有感情的发表啊，那就像死了一样。
If we cast off all feelings, then we will fall into grievous sins.
啊，如果我们把我们一切的感情都抛弃了，我们就会落在一个极大的罪里面。
But unfortunately,
啊，很不幸的
，even after we are saved.
就是我们得救之后
，we find that our emotion more often expresses the old self-Adamic life.
我们发现我们的感情常常是发表那一个老我老亚当的生命
，instead of expressing Christ's life in us.
而不是来表明基督在我们里面的那个生命。
Our emotion needs to be purified.
我们的感情需要被炼净。
Not to get rid of emotion.
不是把这个感情去掉。
Not to suppress emotion.
不是在那里压迫感情。
The more you suppress it, the more you become forceful.
你越把你的感情压制，你就越在那里假装。
And sooner or later, when it bursts, it is an explosion.
在迟早它会爆发出来。
So, to save emotion is to deliver us from the self-life in our soul.
所以要拯救救我们的这个感情，乃是要从我们那一个老我的魂的生命里面释放出来。
Now for instance,
比如说
of the 12 disciples of our Lord Jesus,
我们主的十二个门徒的里面，
Who do you think is most emotional?
你想哪一位是最情绪化的？
Very easy.
很容易。
It must be Peter.
就是彼得。
You remember when our Lord said he will go to Jerusalem and he will be put to death?
我们记得当我们的主说到他要上耶路撒冷去受死。
And he told his disciples, you will all like sheep scattered.
他说你们都如羊就散开跑掉。
And of the 12 disciples, it was Peter who spoke.
在十二个门徒的里面，就是彼得说话了。
Others may, but not I.
别人如此，我也不会。
I'm willing to die with you.
我愿意与你同死。
He feels himself so attached to the Lord.
他觉得他与主是这样的紧密。
He has so much confidence in himself.
他对他自己有这样的一个把握。
And the Lord said,
主说
,Before the cock crows twice,
在鸡叫三次两次之前
,You will deny me thrice.
你要不认我三次。
Peter will not accept it.
彼得不承认。
Not I.
我不会。
I will stick with you to the end.
我要跟随你直到末了。
And yet before a little maid, he denied the Lord.
在一个小使女的面前，他不认主。
How often we are like that?
多少的时候我们像他一样。
In our emotional outburst,
在我们那个感情的那一个冲动的里面。
We will say, Oh Lord, I love you with all my heart.
我们会说主啊我全心的爱你。
I'm willing to die for you.
我要为你而死。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹
is it real?
是真的这样吗？
Who is behind that expression?
在那一个表 表现的里面是谁在那个后面。
And when you're saying it, what is your inner feeling?
当你这样说的时候，你里面的感觉是怎样？
Do you feel proud of it?
你是不是觉得很自豪？
Do you feel that you are really better than anybody else?
你是不是觉得比众人你都更好？
All right.
是的，
The test will come.
啊，那一个试验会来到。
And Peter failed three times.
所以彼得就失败了三次。
It shows that it was old Simon who was behind Peter's emotion.
这就显明了，那是西门在这个彼得的感情的发表的后面。
And you remember after the resurrection of our Lord.
当我们的主复活之后，
He appeared to seven of his disciples.
他向他七位门徒们显现。
And then before the other disciples.
就在其他的门徒的面前。
Our Lord Jesus asked Peter three times.
我们的主问彼得三次。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
And those who understand Greek tells us.
那懂得希腊话的人告诉我们。
The first time when our Lord asked Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?
当主头一次问他彼得你爱我吗？
He used the word agape.
他是用那一个 agape, 神的爱这个字。
Do you love me as God loves?
你爱我如像神的爱这样吗？
After his failure,
当他失败之后，
he realized that he didn't have that love.
他就领悟到他没有这个爱。
He dared not say to the Lord that I love you with God's love.
他不敢说我爱你如同神的爱一样。
He can only say, Lord, you know.
他只能说主啊你知道
I'm attached to you
我是与你有感情
It is filial
这是一个 filial 的爱
It means friendship
只是一种友情的爱
I feel good about you
我对你我觉得你很好
I like to be with you
我愿意跟你在一起
And the Lord said
我们的主说
Do you love me more than these?
你爱我比这些更多吗？
And these, what are these?
这些是指着什么呢？
The fire.
是那个火。
The bread.
是那个饼。
The companions.
是那些同伴。
That's where Peter fell.
这是彼得失败的地方。
And Peter again said, Lord, you know.
彼得再次说，主啊，你知道。
I feel good about you.
我实在对你很有觉得很有感情。
And the third time the Lord said, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?
第三次主说，约拿的儿子西门，你爱我吗？
And he used Peter's word of love.
他就用着彼得所用的这个字。
And when Peter heard that,
当彼得听到，
he was sad.
他就忧伤。
But he couldn't rise above himself.
他不能够起来越过他自己。
So he still tells the Lord, Lord, you know.
他说再次跟主说，主啊，你知道。
I really have good feeling about you.
我对你实在有好的感情。
But brothers and sisters.
当然弟兄姊妹。
It was at that time.
就在那个时候。
That he was delivered.From the self-life in his emotion.
他就从他那一个老我生命的感情的里面得了拯救。
It was at that time that the love of God filled his heart.
就在那个时候，神的爱充满了他的心。
His emotional life was purified.
他那一个感情的生命就得了洁净
was sanctified
或者成为圣洁
and then you can see how he loved the Lord
然后我们就看到他是如何的爱我们的主
he loved the Lord until his death.
他爱主直到他死。
The legend told us.
啊，传说告诉我们。
When they wanted to crucify him.
当他们要将彼得钉十字架的时候。
Peter said, "My Lord was crucified."
彼得说，我的主被钉了十字架。
I am not worthy.
我不配。
Crucify me upside down.
你把我倒转过来钉十字架。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
this is beyond human understanding.
这是远超过人所能领会的。
It is the love of Christ that constrains him.
那是基督的爱激励了他。
That's how his emotional life was transformed.
这样他感情的那一个生命就完全的改变了。
Now some people are worrying about their emotion.
有些人他们在那里担心他们的感情。
Because their emotion gave them lots of problems.
因为他们的那个情绪感情给他们很多的难处。
But let me tell you one thing.
但是我告诉你一件事。
Everyone has a different body.
每一个人有一个不同的身体。
The shape of our body, we are all different.
我们每个人的身体的形状都不同。
That's variety.
这是各种各样。
And variety is the spice of life.
这种各种各样的，这就是生命的这一个调味。
And do you know your soul also has a shape?
你知不知道你的魂也有一个形状？
And the shape of our soul is all different.
我们魂的形状也是各有不同。
Some people are more emotional, some people are less emotional.
有些人比较感情丰富，有一些人的感情没有那么丰富。
Some people are extroverts, other people are introverts.
有一些人他们比较外向，有一些比较内向。
Some people are naturally quick and other people are naturally slow.
有一些人天然里面很快性子，有些人是慢性子。
Do not grieve over your situation.
不要为着你自己的情形在那里担心。
Thank God it's all made by God.
感谢神，因为都是神所造的。
There is no ugly face in the world.
在这世界上没有一个丑陋的面孔。
It's just different.
只是不同而已。
Every face is created by God.
每一个面孔都是神所造的。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Did you ever thank God for your face?
你有没有为神感谢你的面孔？
The same thing is true with our soul.
同样的，我们的魂也是如此。
Our soul's shape is all different.
我们魂的那个形状不同，各有不同。
Nothing wrong.
没有什么不对的。
Nothing to proud of, nothing to be ashamed of.
没有什么值得太骄傲的，也没有什么觉得羞愧的。
The only problem is who is in charge.
那唯一的问题就是谁在那里掌管。
If Christ is in charge.
如果基督在那里掌权。
If you are a very quick person.
如果你是一个性子很快的人。
Your quickness will glorify the Lord.
你那一个快的性子能够叫主得荣耀。
Or if you are a very slow person.
或者你是很慢性子的人。
Your slowness will glorify the Lord.
你的慢性子叫主得荣耀。
That's the way that the Lord will put people together.
所以主把不同的人放在一起。
That we may all be perfected.
我们都被成全。
So,Let's remember this.
叫我们记住这件事。
Our emotion needs to be saved.
我们的感情需要得拯救。
But that doesn't mean your emotion will be annihilated.
并不是说你的那个感情就被消灭掉了。
But your emotions under the right management.
就说你的感情是在一个新的管理之下。
Now that is all.
就是这样。
Now this afternoon, we want to say something else.
今天下午我们要讲一些其他的。
In our soul, there are three major functions.
在我们的魂里面有三个重要的功用。
One is emotion.
一个是我们的感情。
And the other is the mind.
另外一个是我们的意念、心思。
Our intellect.
是我们的这一个智慧。
And the third one is our will, our volition.
第三个就是我们的意志。
Our mind is given by God.
我们的意念是神所给的。
Think of your mind.
想一想你的意念。
It is a wonder.
实在非常的奇妙。
How this little mind can collect so many data.
为什么这一点点的能够集藏那么多的资料。
Not only collecting these data, but try to figure out its relationship.
不但收集着许多的资料，还能够寻找出这个彼此中间的关系。
And you can draw a conclusion out of these.
也从这一切的事物的里面下一个结论。
Our mind is a wonderful thing.
我们的心思实在是非常的奇妙。
In a sense, the mind of the soul is the most influential functions of our soul.
也就是说我们魂里面的这个意念是在我们魂里面
心思
在我们的心思里面最有影响力的一个部分。
Our emotion is the most active one.
我们的感情是最活跃的。
But the most influential one is our mind.
具影响力的是我们的心思。
As the Greek philosopher said, I know I am because I think.
他说希腊的哲学家是说我思必我在。
As you think, you walk, you live.
当你思想你行走你就活着。
Our mind influences us most.
我们的这个心思是影响最大。
Again, there is nothing wrong with the mind.
同样的，我们的心思并没有什么不对的。
It was created and given by God.
那是神所造的，是神所赏赐的。
And God wanted it to be used.
神是要我们使用它。
Now look at Adam.
我们看一看亚当。
After he was created.
当亚当被造之后。
What a mind he had.
他有怎样的一个心思呢？
He had never been to school.
他从来没有上过学。
He had never studied zoology.
他没有读过动物学。
And yet when God bring all these living creatures before him.
当神把一切的动物带到他的面前。
He would look at one animal and give its name.
他看着一个动物就给他取个名字。
And that name sticks even today.
那个名字就直到今天也是如此。
Now what a mind is that?
你想他的这个心思是怎样的一个心思。
And when Eve was led to his presence.
当夏娃被带到他的跟前。
God did not need to say anything to him.
神不需要向他说什么。
He looked at Eve and said, this is me.
他看着夏娃说这就是我。
Bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
是我骨中的骨肉中的肉。
How intellectual he was.
他是何等的有智慧。
How could he govern, watch the whole garden by himself?
他如何单独的就那里管理整个的乐园。
How could he exercise dominion?
他怎样来使用他的权柄。
You find his mind was brilliant.
他的那一个心思实在是高超的。
But unfortunately,
很不幸的。
It could be a problem too.
也可以成为一个问题。
You remember when God put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden?
我们记得当神把亚当夏娃放在伊甸园里面。
God planted in the garden.
神在园中种了
all kinds of fruit trees.
种了各种样的果树。
Good for food.
能够做食物。
To nourish our body.
来滋润我们的身体。
And in the center of the garden, the tree of life.
但是园中有那个生命树。
God wants to give his own life to man.
神要把他自己的生命赐给人。
Being made in his image.
是按照他的形象被造的。
Man is the only one who is able to receive God's life.
唯有人能够领受接受神的生命。
That is the food for the spirit.
那是那一个灵里面的粮食。
And by the side of the tree of life.
因着这一个生命树在那里。
By the side of it.
因为它
在旁边。
在它的旁边。
You have the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
在那里也有分别善恶树的果子。
Now many people think that is a bad tree.
很多人认为那是一个坏的树。
But I don't believe it.
但我不相信是这样。
God will not plant any bad things in the Garden of Eden.
神不会在伊甸园里面种任何坏的树。
The good tree, the fruit trees are good.
树上的那些果子都是好的。
The tree of knowledge of good and evil is better.
那一个分别善恶树的果子是更好的。
And the tree of life is the best.
那最好的乃是生命树的果子。
You know, the better is always the enemy of the best.
你知道那一个比较好的总是仇敌的那最好。
Knowledge of good and evil is the highest knowledge.
那能够分别善恶这一个知识，那是最高的知识。
It is ethical knowledge.
这是一个道德的知识。
It's higher than philosophical knowledge.
这比哲学的知识更高。
It's higher than scientific knowledge.
比科学的知识更高。
It is not bad in itself.
它本身并不坏。
But it is bad when it is isolated, separated from the tree of life.
但是当它与生命树来分开而独立的时候，就成为不好了。
Knowledge cannot stand by itself.
知识不能够独立的站立。
Knowledge has to be under the control of life.
知识必须要在生命的管理之下。
Knowledge, if it stands by itself, means death.
知识独立的站在那里，就是代表死。
The mind can never be separated from the life of God.
我们的心思不能够离开神的生命。
When it is separated from the life of God, it means death.
与神的生命隔绝了，这就是死。
There are two ways that God put before man.
神在人的眼前放了两条路。
God gave us a free will.
他给我们自由的意志。
And if you have a free will and have no choice, what is that for?
如果你有自由的意志却无可选择，那有什么意思呢？
You are a robot.
你就像一个机器人一样。
So you find that God, who is the supreme will in the universe,
我们就发现那个神在宇宙中那一个最高的旨意。
And he made us with a will.
他是用着他的旨意来造的。
He gave us the opportunity to choose.
他给我们机会来拣选。
There are two ways of life.
在我们有生命有两个拣选的方式。
You can live by the life of God.
能够靠着神的生命而活。
Or you can live by your own self.
或者靠着你自己而活。
And if you live by your own self, the result is death.
如果你靠着自己而活，那一个结局就是死。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
Unfortunately, our forefathers made the wrong choice.
很不幸的，我们的先祖拣选了一个错误的选择。
And because they made the wrong choice,
因着他们做了错误的选择，
Sin entered into this world.
罪就进到世界上。
And man became flesh.
人就成了肉体。
By it, it means you have the body and you have the soul without the spirit.
也就是说，你有身体，你有魂，但却没有了灵。
Man becomes soul and body.
所以人就变成魂与身体。
And the life in man is the old, sinful, fallen, Adamic self-life.
那在人里面的生命就是那旧有的那堕落的那亚当的生命。
So what happened to our mind?
这样我们的心思就怎样了呢？
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们打开以弗所书第四章。
Verses 17 and 18.
17节18节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verses 17 and 18.
以弗所书第四章十七节跟十八节。
This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the nations walk in the vanity of their mind, being darkened in understanding, estranged from the life of God by reason of the ignorance which is in them, by reason of the hardness of their heart.
所以我说，且在主里确实地说，你们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事，你们他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
That's what happened to our mind.
这就是我们心思里面发生的事。
When man sin,
当人犯罪，
then you findThe mind came into vanity.
那我们就发现这个心思就变成虚妄了。
In other words,
也换句话说，
it could not think rightly.
它就不能够准确的来思想。
It thinks about things that are earthly.
就它在那里思想着那属地的事。
It could not think about heavenly things.
他没有办法去思想属天的事。
You know, there is one book in the Bible called Ecclesiastes.
你知道在圣经的里面有传道书这卷书。
And that was written by Solomon, the wisest of men.
那是最有智慧的所罗门所写的。
And he said, vanity of vanity, all is vanity.
他虚空的虚空，一切都是虚空。
Everything under the sun is the pursuit of wind.
他日光之下的劳碌都是捕风。
You know, when we were little children,
当我们做小孩的时候，
there is a play.
有一个游戏。
We try to catch our shadow.
我们要捉我们的影子。
I don't know if you have done it.
我不知道你有没有玩过。
Or maybe you're too civilized.
或者你们已经太。
When we were children, we didn't have so many toys.
我做孩子的时候，我们没有太多的玩具。
So one of the fun is to catch our shadow.
所以我们玩的一个游戏就是捉我们的影子。
Brothers and sisters, that's what people are doing.
弟兄姊妹，这就是人们所做的事。
Chinese say 捕风捉影呀。
Chase the shadow.
That's vanity.
这是虚空的。
But are we awakened to that?
我们是不是从其中苏醒过来？
People are still pursuing it.
人们还在这样的追求。
As if this is the treasure of life.
这如同这是生命的宝贝。
Why?
为什么？
Because our mind has become vain.
因为我们的心思变为虚妄。
It has lost its measure of worth.
因为它失去了它的价值的量。
God is the standard of everything.
神是一切事物的标准。
When you lose God, you lose all standards.
当你失去了神，你就失去了一切的准则。
And your whole life is a chasing of the wind.
这样你的一生就成为捕风捉影。
Your understanding is darkened.
你心地灰暗了。
Why?
为什么?
Because you're estranged from the life of God.
因为你从神的生命那里离开了。
And that will affect even our body.
这样也影响着我们的身体。
Our whole being.
我们整个的人。
And if you will turn to Romans chapter 1.
我们打开罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1 tells us.
罗马书第一章告诉我们。
In verses 9, chapter 1 verses 19 and 20.
罗马书第一章19节跟20节。
Because what is known of God is manifest among them, for God has manifested it to them. For from the world's creation, the invisible things of him are perceived, being apprehended by the mind through the things that are made, both his eternal power and with divinity, so as to render them inexcusable.
神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
By looking at God's creation,
在那里观看神的创造,
you can see His power and divinity.
能够看到他的永能和神性。
And it is something that you cannot be excused.
这是你不,无可推诿的事。
You cannot say there is no God.
你不能说这没有神。
That's common sense.
这是很自然的事。
It seems to be a very clear common sense.
这是很清楚的大家都应该很知道的事。
But why people in this world who consider themselves as wise, they couldn't see it?
为什么世上的人他们自认自己是世上有智慧的人，但他们却看不见。
I remember a fellow and worker of mine.
我记得我过去一个同工。
He was much older than I.
他比我更年长。
And she helped me a lot.
他帮助我许多。
Ruth Lee. 李渊如。
李渊如姊妹。
She was a brilliant person.
他是很聪明的一位人。
We call him, 女状元。PhD. Her Chinese was so good.
他的中文是这样的好。
And he had world knowledge.
他有许多地上的知识。
But she was an atheist.
但他原本是无神论的人。
She couldn't believe there was a God.
她不能够相信有一位神。
And she was, when she was the dean of a woman's school.
她是女子学校的校，做女子学校校长的时候。
She confiscated any Bible that was found with the students.
在学生中，她没收所有的圣经。
But one day,
有一天,
there was a pestilence in Nanking.
在南京有一位牧师,
瘟疫。
瘟疫。
And the school has to disperse their students.
啊，因着啊瘟疫的缘故，学校需要把学生疏散。
So she took care of a few students and take a boat sailing through the Yangtze River to Shanghai.
啊，所以带着几个学生，坐着船，沿着长江要到上海。
While on the boat, she looked at the sceneries around her.
啊，在船上，她看着这个这些景色。
And suddenly, a revelation came to her.
就突然间一个启示临到她。
How could I deny there was a God?
我怎么可以否认有一位神？
She was converted.
啊，她就这样就信了主得救。
And greatly used by the Lord.
就大大的被主使用。
We are singing some of the hymns.
我们唱着有一些的诗歌。
Translated by Watchman Nee.
啊，是尼托森弟兄翻译过来的。
But the Chinese, it was Miss Lee who helped Watchman's Chinese.
啊，那中文是这位李渊如姊妹帮助尼托森弟兄写下来的。
She was an editor of the most famous Christian magazine at that time.
啊，在那个时候是基督教一个杂志的总编辑。
Now, knowing there is God,
认识有一位神,
and did not glorify him or thank him,
若不感谢他, 荣耀他,
what will be the result?
那个, 结果是怎样?
The Bible in verse 21 said, but fell into folly in their mind, in their thoughts, and their heart without understanding was darkened.
啊，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into the likeness of the image of corruptible man, of bird and quadrupeds and reptiles.
自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛被朽坏的人和飞禽走兽、昆虫的样式。
And what will be the result?
这个结果怎样?
Verse 28.
28节。
God gave them up to a reprobate mind to practice unseemly things.
神就任凭他们存邪僻的心行那些不合理的事。
Reprobate mind.
那一个邪僻的心。
It means a mind void of moral
也就是说那一个心思没有一切道德的观念
without moral discernment
没有一个道德的分辨
that's what our mind was
这就是我们心思原本的样子
we not only have a vain mind mind of vanity
我们不但有一个虚妄的心
but we also have a reprobate mind
我们还有一个邪僻的心。
That is how fallen man was.
这就是我们堕落的人的光景。
Now you can realize how our mind needs to be delivered.
你就看到我们的心思如何需要被拯救。
How our mind needs to be saved.
我们的心思应当蒙拯救。
After we are saved,
当我们得救之后,
God began to work for the saving of our mind.
神就在那里工作要救我们的心思。
We already mentioned about the word repentance.
我们已经讲到那一个悔改。
What is repentance?
悔改是什么意思?
Repentance simply means a change of mind.
悔改就是心思的改变
We are heading one direction
我们都向着一个方向
It is the direction towards death
是向着死亡的路
But there is a change of mind
但是有一个心思的改变
180% change
180度的改变
And we are heading the other direction which is heaven
我们就是向着那相反的方向乃是向着天
Now this is repentance
这就是悔改。
But as we say before,
但是我们过去提到
even when at the time of our being saved,
就是在我们得救的时候
there was a change of mind.
确实在心思的里面有一个改变。
Otherwise, we would never see that we were in sin.
这样我们否则我们就不会看到我们在罪里面。
We don't know what sin was.
我们不知道什么是罪。
We thought that we have never sinned.
我们认为我们自己没有犯过罪。
But when the Holy Spirit began to touch our conscience in Kuma,
但是当圣灵摸到我们那一个昏睡的那一个良心的时候
，Suddenly we woke up.
忽然间我们醒过来。
We began to see that we are sinful.
我们就看见我们充满了罪。
We wanted to be delivered.
我们要得拯救。
And the Holy Spirit enlightened our intuition in Kuma.
圣灵又在光苏醒我们那一个昏睡的那一个直觉。
And we realize that the salvation is in Christ.
我们就认识到救恩是在基督里。
And that's how we got saved.
这样我们就得救了。
Thank God for that.
感谢主。
But we have to remember, this change of mind is superficial.
但是我们必须记住，这一个心思的改变是很肤浅。
We haven't gone through the drastic change yet.
我们还没有经历那一个重大的改变。
But at least it was a beginning.
但这是一个起头。
And after the beginning, you find the Lord began from time to time to wake up our mind.
在这一个起头之后，我们就看到神不断的就来苏醒我们的心思。
From time to time, His light will shine upon the darkness of our mind.
不断的时候他就照耀我们心思里面的黑暗。
And he reveals to us what darkness is there.
他就光照启示我们看到那个在那黑暗的里面。
So you find that it is the exercise in your spirit.
你就看到这是在你的灵里面的那一个操练。
As you communicate with God,
当你与神有交通的时候
，As you read the Bible,
当你读圣经的时候
，Light comes to you.
那光临到你
，And began to show you how dark it was.
就显示这个黑暗是何等的大。
And by doing that, it will bring you into more repentance.
因着这个缘故就带你进入更多的悔改。
But at the same time,
但同时
you do realize,
你领会到
even though your mind is awakened and or enlightened,
虽然你的心思苏醒过来蒙了光照
yet you cannot do what you know is right.
但是你没有办法行出你认为应当行的事。
You find there is a war in your mind.
你就发现在你的心思的里面有一个征战。
I do not know whether you have read John Bunyan's The Holy War.
我不知道你有没有读到 Bunyan 弟兄所写的那一个圣战。
Most people have read his Pilgrim's Progress.
有些人读了他那一个天路历程这本书。
But he has another book called The Holy War.
但他写了另外一本书叫圣战。
And he said, our mind is the battlefield.
他就讲到我们的心思是那个战场。
Our will is the citadel, the castle.
我们的那一个我们的意志是那个城堡。
And the enemy is always trying to occupy our mind.
那一个敌人总是要来霸占我们的心思。
And he's trying to hold off the Emmanuel.
就在那里拒绝那一个
以马内利。Emmanuel is going to capture that castle.
因为以马内利要夺到这个城堡。
And yet you find in the battlefield is the mind.
但是在新斯的里面是那个战场。
In your awakened mind, you know what is right.
在你那苏醒的心思的里面，你知道什么是对的。
But somehow you find there is another power in your soul that is resisting.
但是你发现在你魂的里面有另外一个力量在那里拒绝。
We will say it is the conflict between an awakened mind and the flesh.
我们就说那是一个苏醒的心思与我们的肉体来征战。
That's Romans chapter 7.
这是罗马书第七章所讲的。
Because when you read the last verse in Romans chapter 7,
因为在罗马书第七章最后一节，
you find he said, I thank God for Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself, with the mind, serve God's law.But with the flesh, sin's law.
感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。
Here you find a battle.
在这里看到有一个征战。
It is a battle between an awakened, enlightened mind and the flesh.
在这里，这个征战乃是从那一个苏醒蒙了光照的心思与肉体征战。
And it was during that battle.
就在这一个征战的中间。
That we began to learn more lessons.
这样我们就学到更多的功课。
As we are going through this battle,In the mind.
当我们在这一个心思的里面经历这些征战的时候，
How are we delivered? How are we being delivered?
我们如何蒙拯救了？
It was as we are going through this conflict.
好像我们经过这些的征战。
On the one hand, the Holy Spirit continues to shed His light upon our spirit.The Holy Spirit continue to shed light upon our spirit.
圣灵就不断地在我们的灵的里面来光照我们。
He continues to touch our conscience.
他不断地来摸着我们的良心。
He continue to touch our intuition.
他不断地摸着我们的直觉。
And he continue to touch our communion of the Spirit.
他不断地摸着我们与灵的交通。
And as we are in communion with God,
当我们不断地与神有交通的时候，
His love began to constrain us.
他的爱就在那里激励我们。
And through the constraining of His love,
因着他的爱的激励，
We know we have to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
这样我们就知道我们要将身体献上当作活祭。
And the bodies here doesn't mean just the body.
在这里讲到的身体不是只是我们的身子。
It represents our soul and body.
这代表着我们的魂与我们的身子。
Now we begin to be constrained by the love of Christ.
我们因着基督的爱受了激励。
And we begin to present ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们就把自己献上当作活祭。
Now consecration, we say, is the first Christian experience.
我们说奉献是基督徒的头一个经历。
But consecration is not only a door, it is a way.
但是奉献不单只是个门，也是一条路。
We have to enter into the door.
我们要进入这个门。
And then we have to walk the way.
我们也需要走这条路。
So it is continuous.
这是继续不断的。
It is daily.
这是天天的。
It is increasing.
Yeah, 而且不断增长的。
As the love of Christ continues to constrain us.
当基督的爱不断地激励我们。
We offer ourselves more and more to Him.
我们把自己更多的献给他。
As His light comes into us.
当他的光临到我们。
We give ourselves more to Him.
我们就将自己更多地交给他。
We realize we ourselves cannot fight ourselves.
我们就发现我们不能够与自己来征战。
We have to look to Christ.
我们必须仰望基督。
Because He is the one who is the victor of Calvary.
因为他是在加略地那得胜者。
And then we began to realize.
然后我们就领会到。
When Christ died on the cross.
当基督在十字架上死了。
He has not only died for our sins.
他不但是为我们的罪死了。
He bore our sins in his body.
在他身体上担负我们的罪。
He was our substitute.
他也成为我们的代替。
But he is more than that.
他是比这更多。
When he died on the cross,
当他在十字架上死了。
He put sin into death.
他把罪落在死地。
He carried us with him to the cross.
他带着我们上十字架。
Our old man was crucified with him.
我们的老我已经与他同钉十字架。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
It is more than he bore our sins.
不是比那他担负我们的罪是更多的。
He even took the sinner away.
他甚至把这些罪人带走了。
When he died, we died.
当他死了，我们也死了。
When he was raised, we raised.
当他复活，我们也复活了。
He has already put away the old man.
他已经把老我已经除去了。
And he has already put on the new man.
他已经穿上新人了。
And that's Ephesians chapter 4.
这是以弗所书第四章。
And you can read it.
我们可以来读。
From verse 20.
从二十节开始。
But ye have not thus learned the Christ. If ye have heard him and be instructed in him, according as the truth,is in Jesus. Namely, you are having put on, according to the former conversations, the old man which corrupts itself, according to the deceitful lust, and being renewed in the spirit of your mind, and you are having put on the new man, which according to God is created in truthful righteousness and holiness.
你们学了基督却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理你的仁义和圣洁。
In other words,
换句话说，
You begin to see what Christ has already done on the cross.
你就能够开始看见基督在十字架上所成就的。
It was more than just bearing your sins.
这是比把你的罪埋葬了更多。
It was putting your old man to death.
是把你的老我带进死地。
And when he was raised from the dead, you are brought into the new man.
当他从死里复活的时候，你就被带进了那新人的里面。
It was something that he did.
这是他所成就的。
It's not something that you are doing.
这不是你在做的。
We cannot do it.
我们不能够这样做。
But he had done it.
他已经做成了。
And somehow light came to you.
然后光临到你。
Instead of trying to struggle over sin and the flesh.
不要在那里为着罪为着肉体在那里挣扎。
You look to the cross of Christ.
你就仰望十字架上的基督。
And you find it's already done.
你就发现已经做成了。
It is finished.
已经成就了。
You believe it.
你相信。
and you reckon it,
啊, 你就认他,
and as you stand by faith into the finished work of Christ,
你就因着信进入神, 基督所, 成就的救赎的里面,
you find that you overcome.
你就, 能够, 得胜了,
you find that your mind has been renewed.
你就发现你的心思更新了,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
every time we consecrate ourselves to the Lord, the result is a transformation.
每一次当我们把自己奉献给主的时候, 在那里都有一个变化。
Our mind is renewed.
我们的心思就被, 更新了。
Not only awakened,
不但苏醒过来,
but renewed.
而且更新。
And with the renewing of your mind, your outlook is completely different.
当你的心思被更新的时候, 你的眼光就完全改变了。
I often tell young people,
我常常跟年轻人说,
I said, the Bible says we should not love the world.
圣经说不要贪爱世界,
we should not be conformed to the world. And the young people will say, you are old.
年轻人说你已经老了,
you know the world.
你知道这个世界,
but we have to taste it.
我们呢还没有, 去享受过。
In other words,
也就是说,
our own mind is set upon the flesh.
我们的老我是 定在这一个世界上面。
The minding of the flesh is death.
那一个, 心思, 老我的心思是在死。
The minding of the spirit is life.
那一个, 在灵里面的那, 那个心思乃是生命。
If your mindset is not renewed,
如果你的心思没有更新,
and try to not love the world but love God, that's impossible.
如果你试着去, 不要爱世界, 却爱神, 那是不可能的。
Because the world is lovely to you.
因为世界实在对你太可爱了。
It's so impossible.
是非常的不可能。
But every time you offer yourself to the Lord,
但是当你每一次把自己献给主的时候,
your mind goes through a renewing.
你的心思就经过一些的, 更新。
The spirit of your mind has changed.
你那一个心思里面的灵就改变了。
You're able to prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
你就能够在那里查验证明何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So it is not human work.
这不是人的工作。
It is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
But it needs your cooperation.
但需要你的合作。
So you will find from an awakened mind, you gradually enter into a renewed mind.
就从, 一个苏醒的心思, 就慢慢地长成一个更新的心思。
And with a renewed mind,
透过这一个更新的心思,
the struggle seems to fade away.
那一个挣扎就是这样的过去了。
Because you look differently.
因为你看事物就不同了。
What you love before, you see is vanity.
当你过去所爱的, 你认为都是虚空。
Why pursue the wind?
为什么来, 捕风呢?
And what you do not like before, it becomes precious to you.
你过去所不爱的, 今天你看为宝贝。
Our mind affects our walk.
我们的心思影响我们的跟随。
And if this process is going on and on and on,
这个过程不断继续的在那里进行着。
And what will be the result?
那一个结局是什么呢?
You will have the mind of Christ.
这样我们就有基督的心思。
So here you find in Philippians chapter 2.
我们就在腓立比书第二章那里看到。
Let the mind of Christ be in you.
当以基督的心 为心,
here is in Chinese is heart, but the original is mind.
也就是说, 基督的, 的意念在你, 成为你的意念。
Yeah, when your 心思,
心思。
意念 is will， 心思。
所以，当以基督的心思为心思。
Now how can the mind of Christ be your mind？
怎样基督的心思成为你的心思
？What brings us into the mind of Christ？
怎样把我们带进基督的心思里
？It is through the awakened mind to a renewed mind and result in the mind of Christ。
乃是透过那个苏醒的心思，经过更新的心思，能够进到基督的心思。
In the mind of Christ, there is no self。
在基督的心思的里面就没有己。
He emptied himself。
他虚己，倒空了自己。
He took the place of a bond slave。
他去了奴仆的形象。
And with the fashion of a man。
成为人的样式。
He became obedient to the Father, even unto death and the death of the cross.
他就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And this is the mind of Christ.
这就是基督的心思。
To put it simply,
简单的说，
the mind of Christ has no self.
基督的心思里面没有自己。
It's only God.
唯有神。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
this is what the Lord is doing.
这是我们主所做的。
You remember in Matthew chapter 11,
我们记得在马太福音第十一章里面，
verse 29,
这二十九节，
take my yoke upon you,
负我的轭，
and learn of me,
学我的样式。
For I'm meek and lowly in heart.
我心里柔和谦卑。
And you shall find rest in your soul.
你要在你的魂里面得到安息。
So when you come into having the mind of Christ,
所以当我们有基督的心思的时候，
then as Colossians 3 says,
在哥罗西书第三章这样说，
verse 1,
第一节。
If therefore we have been raised with the Christ, seek the things which are above, where the Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God, having your mind on the things that are above, and not on the things that are on the earth. For ye have died, and your life is hid with the Christ in God. When the Christ is manifested, who is our life, then shall ye also be manifested with him in glory.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Maybe you want to ask a question.
或者你要问这个问题，
Is this possible?
这可能吗？
It seems to be too good to be possible.
好像这实在太好了，真的可能吗？
With man, it is impossible.
在人不能。
But with God, all things are possible.
在神凡事都能。
We have an example in the life of Paul.
我们在保罗的一生的里面有这样的榜样。
Paul was an intellect.
保罗是有一个是有知识的人。
I think everybody knew it.
我想每个人都知道。
How he studied under Gamaliel.
他在加马列的门下如何这样学习。
How he learned all the traditions of the fathers.
他学了他一切父老的这些的教训。
How he draw the conclusion that Christ has to be persecuted.
他如何下了这样的结论，基督是要被逼迫的。
How he put his whole life into it.
他把他的一生投入在其中。
To persecute the believers.
来逼迫信徒。
But he was blind.
但是他是瞎眼的。
A reprobate mind.
那一个虚妄的心。
And God met him.
那神遇见他。
God revealed his son in him.
神将他的儿子启示在他里面。
He yielded completely to God.
他就完全的归向神。
And while he was in prison,
当他在监狱里面的时候，
he wrote a letter.
他写了一封书信。
The letter to the Philippians.
他写了书信给腓立比。
In that letter,
在那啊书信的里面，
he shared with the Philippian believers his life.
他与腓立比啊的信徒来分享他的一生。
And if you read the letter to the Philippians,
当我们读腓立比书信的时候，
you will find this man a great intellect.
我们发现这一位大有知识的人，
when he is alienated from the life of God,
当他与神的生命隔绝的时候，
he was the great persecutor.
他是那一个逼迫啊的人。
He did a greatdisservice to God.
他实在顶撞神，背逆神。
And he did not know it.
但他并不知道。
You say, how can it be?
你说这怎么可能呢？
Such a brilliant person.
这样一个聪明才智的人。
Because
因为
his mind was in darkness.
因为他的心思在黑暗的里面。
Alienated from the life of God.
与神的生命隔绝了。
But when light from above shone upon him,
当那天上的光临到他的时候，
and he yielded himself totally to God,
他把他自己完全的归给神，
he was completely transformed.
他就完全的改变了。
He could say to me, for me to live is Christ.
他说我活着就是基督。
He could say I have the mind of Christ.
他说我有基督的心思。
He could say that my only passion is Christ.
他说我唯一是追求的就是基督。
He could say that he thinks only of things heavenly.
他说思念的都是天上的事。
In other words,
换句话说，
you find the great mind is purified.
你看到这一个大有智慧的这人的心思他被洁净了。
God did not take away his mind.
神没有把他的心思拿去。
As if you have a great mind, then you are a great sinner.
好像你有一个这样好的心思你是一个极大的罪人一样。
So people today try to make you a mindless person.
所以今天人叫你成为一个没有思想的人。
Don't think.
不要想。
Just follow.
就跟随。
No matter, no mind.
无论如何。
That's not the will of God.
这不是神的旨意。
Mind is a gift of God.
心思是神所赐的。
The question is, under whose life?
问题是在哪一个生命的里面？
If it's under the life of Christ,
如果是在基督的生命里，
it is most useful.
那是最有用的。
If it's in your own head,
如果是在你自己的头脑里，
It will bring great harm. Bring great harm.
啊，那会带出极大的伤害。
So, dear brothers and sisters.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Thank God, He wants to save our mind.
感谢神，他要拯救我们的心思。
He wants to sit on the throne of our mind.
他要坐在我们心思的宝座上。
And he will use the mind he has given for his glory.
他要用着他所赐给我们的心思，为着他的荣耀。
Of the 27 books in the New Testament,
在新约的27卷书里面，
13 are written by Paul.
有十三卷是保罗所写的。
And even Peter said,
就是彼得也这样说。
There are things that he wrote which you could not easily understand.
他说保罗他说写的一些的事物你们不太容易明白。
Do not try to twist it.
但是不要去那里强解。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
this is the saving of our mind.
这是我们心思的拯救。
It is a process going on every day.
这是一个天天进行的一个过程。
How much do you look up unto Jesus?
你如何仰望主耶稣基督
?Trusting in his finished work.
来相信他所已经做成的工作。
And how much you yield ourselves to him.
如何你将你自己交给他
?That is the question.
这是那一个问题。
So may the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主,
Thy word is truth.
你的话就是真理。
Thy word is living and operative.
因为你的话是就是活的大有能力。
We do not ask Thee to just allow us to know some doctrines, teachings.
我们求你叫我们不是只是知道一些道理和教导。
We want thy word to be living and operative in our lives.
愿意你的话在我们的里面是活的是有功效的。
We are willing to take the yoke, bear the yoke with you.
我们愿意与你一同负轭。
And learn of you.
来学你的样式。
That we may find rest in our soul.
这样在我们的魂里面我们得享安息。
We ask in thy name.
我们奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.